When the Paraclete cometh, he shall give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency and dear faithful, this Friday we started the Pentecost Novena, which you just heard sung by our choir. This Novena was the first Novena the Church ever celebrated. It took place when the apostles gathered together for 9 consecutive days to pray for the Holy Ghost to come. Our Lord had promised to send a Paraclete, a defender, and while the apostles were waiting, they stayed isolated, you could say quarantined, because they did not dare to go outside when their master wasn't there to protect them. Because the apostles, they were afraid. It's truly amazing how timid characters the apostles were. All the way from their calling until the day of Pentecost, they always needed to be advised, helped, and confirmed by our Lord. Especially Saint Peter so often needed strengthening and help from our Lord. When the apostles saw Jesus walking upon the sea, they were terrified, saying it was a ghost. But Peter said, "Bid me come to thee upon the waters." And Peter started to walk, but being scared of the wind, he started to drown. And immediately our Lord stretched forth his hand and took hold of Peter and said, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" So weak was the faith of Saint Peter that he ended up even denying our Lord. This had been foretold by our Lord, who had told him, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath required to have you for to sift as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and thou, once converted, confirm thy brethren." Because weak as he was, our Lord had prayed for Saint Peter that the faith which he had would not fail. And after the coming of the Holy Ghost, Saint Peter would be so much strengthened that it almost seems like a conversion. I always tell our school children that it's not enough just to have faith. You must also act according to your faith. You see this very clearly in Saint Peter. Before Pentecost, he had faith, but he was always so unsure and timid, afraid to do those courageous things he was told to do by our Lord. But after Pentecost, being filled with the Holy Ghost, he was a new man, courageous, not only believing firmly, but acting exactly in the way as our Lord told him. And after Pentecost, it would be Saint Peter instead of our Lord who was called to confirm the disciples of Christ who were to be called after our Lord's ascension. After the ascension and Pentecost, the apostles were to hand down what they had seen and heard concerning our Lord. From handing down, we get the word tradition. The apostles, bishops, and priests were to preach and teach only the teachings of our Lord, not any man-made doctrines. And this preaching would result to many conversions, but it would also have the reverse effect that the world would hate them, those who would preach it. World would have been fine if the apostles would just stay by themselves and remained locked in their homes behind closed doors. Our Lord said that they would give testimony to the world, but that the world would not hear them. Paraclete was, according to the words of our Lord, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Jesus had often warned the apostles to be prepared for a non-receptive hearing, and after Pentecost, they would know by faithful experience the unbelief and hostility of the world, and that being a true witness means being scorned and persecuted by the world. Dear faithful, few things make Catholics to be so weak in their faith than scorn and derision by the world. But even this hatred, which the apostles inherited from Jesus, was part of God's plan. Ever since the first Pentecost, the message of God's church has been held in ridicule, or at best, old-fashioned. Usually, you don't get into too much trouble by just being for the truth, as long as you keep the faith for yourself and remain silent. You are usually fine. It's only when you start to condemn the error, either by word or by your actions, when the troubles start. Then you are attacked, slandered, and in the worst or best case, killed by the world. The world will always attack those who seek to detach our Lord's followers from it. The time of Ascension and Pentecost calls us to be strengthened by the Church in our Catholic faith. And faith is not based on something we fancy or have made up. Faith is what we have heard from the Church, handed down all the way from the apostles and their successors. And to adhere to this faith, it is a serious obligation. Deadly serious, one could say. In the Gospel of Ascension, our Lord warns us, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned," or as another translation says, "shall be damned." If we rather listen to the world than God, a horrible danger of losing our faith and soul is predicted by our Lord. In the same Gospel of the Ascension, our Lord chides the apostles because of their incredulity and hardness of heart. At first, the apostles did not believe those who had seen our Lord after he was risen again. Our Lord had already appeared to the three women at the sepulchre, and he had also appeared to Saint Mary Magdalene and afterwards to two disciples. Yet the apostles wouldn't believe until he appeared to them personally, and this unbelief into his word our Lord labeled incredulity and hardness of heart. But after Pentecost, the apostles became like new men, courageous in their faith, and all them, except Saint John, ultimately martyrs. That is what the sacrament of confirmation has made us too, strong to stand firm in our faith, and also to do and act the works which Christ has called us to do, even until death, should that choice be forced on us. But so often we are deceived, or rather we let ourselves to be deceived by the world. If this happens, we do not act like the apostles after the Pentecost, but like they were before Pentecost. So often we love the world, which gives us something concrete, whether it's money, safety, or entertainment, rather than God, who's the only one who can give safety to our soul. But faith means hearing God instead of the world. It's a good to review to the catechism question, What means faith? Faith is the virtue by which we firmly believe on the Word of God all the truths He has revealed. We must believe firmly against all odds, so to speak, and we believe not because any man has spoken, but because God Himself has spoken through His apostles and through His church. Often faith and acting accordingly, it does bring us disappointments and scorn from the world. To be disappointed in God's service is, of course, the unfortunate and sad option. But even more foolish would be always to return to the world over and over again. It is truly amazing and fascinating problem. What makes so many Catholics to love the world so much? The world which despises and ridicules the faith and doctrine of God's Church. Like said, it would be weakness to be like the apostles before Pentecost, timid and doubtful about God's providence. But it would be foolish to put our trust in the world after it has proved so many times that it is an enemy of our faith. World loves you only if you love it back. Like a normal bank to a client, the world only offers you an umbrella when the sun is shining. In any marriage, spouses constant ridicule, neglect, foul words, and open attack and violence, it would be regarded as horrible abuse. But when the world attacks the church, the faith, and the morals, so many baptized and confirmed Christians do not rush to the church to defend her. And no matter how many disappointments the world gives us, whether it's problems in family, finance, job, or love, the people always return to it, hoping that maybe next time things will be better. So it has always been, and so it will always be. World is always given a second chance. God rarely gets even the first one. Dear faithful, it is almost Pentecost, the time of birthday of the Church and the time of our strengthening. To Our Lady, the Queen of the Apostles, and to the Apostles themselves was given this great sacrament of confirmation as a sure guarantee of God's love and providence. We are not only given testimony, we are called to give testimony ourselves. The best way to do it is to be faithful and act faithfully. Our Lord says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And love means same thing as sacrifice. Our Lord has loved us so much that he gave himself up as a sacrifice. And there is no power vicious enough on earth or under the earth who can stop us from following him and also loving him in all times. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.